reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, somehow we have reached the month of November, and PDGA Radio is still rolling on with another new edition. This for November 5th, 2009. I am your host, Steve Kaczynski, and this week we're bringing you the latest update for the Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year standings, along with results from this past weekend's tournament action, a look ahead at the upcoming weekend, which does include a historic event at the International Disc Golf Center. And of course, we'll cover the rest of your disc golf news from the past week. It's all coming your way next on PDGA Radio.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Arlington, Texas is where they held the 19th Veterans Park Open, presented by Sandal Farm Firewood. It was a PDGA A-tier event with three rounds of disc golf, and that is where we start this week's results segment of the program, with Avery Jenkins prevailing in a playoff over Nolan Greider to win the first place check. Tied for third, three throws off the lead were Paul Ulibarri and Bradley Williams, with Coda Hatfield in fifth. Liz Lopez won for the women, Vinnie Miller won in Masters, and Skeeter Harrison won in Grandmasters. That was the only A-tier on the relatively light PDGA schedule for this past Halloween weekend. But next, we'll do the B-tiers. One in Santa Cruz, California for the Fault Line Classic, with Nate Doss taking the title on his home turf by six throws over Ray Johnson. Kyle Crabtree finishes in third, followed by John Child and Jonathan Baldwin. The women's field was a competitive one, as Valerie Jenkins prevails by five over Liz Carr, followed with Carrie Berlegar in third place. Patrick Brown edged out Kevin Couch to win in Masters, and for Grandmasters, it was Scott Riley winning out over Doug Werner, Kenny Lee, Marty Hapner, and others. Next, in Ohio, results from the Great Seal Scream, as Richard Wysocki gets the win by four over Kevin Stewart. In Arizona, it was Jeff Burns winning by one over Sam Russ, and Jeff Wilson wins in advanced at the fourth annual Halloween Disc Golf Classic there in Scottsdale. In Oregon, it was Nate Sexton winning the Hope Open in Corvallis by two over Shane Waters, followed by Chandler Fry and Dion Arlen. Teresa Bellinger grabs the women's title, and Jeff Haggerty wins in Masters. Next, we go to Madison, Wisconsin, in the Ale Asylum Open, with Chris Sprague getting a one-throw win over Don Barrett. Jim Youngworth wins in advanced, and Kim Keen won the Pro Women's. Brandon, South Dakota, they had another themed tournament titled the Big Sioux Boo. And there, after two rounds, it's Travis Blazé winning in open and Adam Sternke winning in advanced. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, site of the Autumn Open, a stop on their Yellowhammer State Tour Series. And we'll get Clayton Nash winning by one there over Randy Fortenberry and Jay Woodruff in third. Michigan, we find DJ Hunt winning by five over Rick Hunt at the Goldenrod Championships. And finally, in Georgia, it was Jonas Card by three over Aaron Thomas. Moving right into the schedule for this upcoming weekend of November 7th and 8th, we'll get back into the swing of things with 26 different listings on the PDGA calendar, headlined by the Lone A-Tier again in Texas. as the Heart of Texas Tour will wrap up in Round Rock over the weekend. B-tiers include the Pumpkin Shootout in Evansville, Indiana, the Fall Classic in North Carolina. It will be the amateurs' chance to compete for the Southern California title this weekend at La Mirada. Primo Plastics Intergalactic Championships will be held in Douglasville, Georgia, and the Fall Colors is in Williamsburg, Virginia. C-tiers include the Alabama Super Classic in Huntsville, Bloomington Open is in Minnesota, New York State has the Warwick Fall Finale, and the Haunted Waterfall Classic in Corning. The Twisted Two-Step will make stops in Louisville and Fort Worth, Texas. Stillwater Open is in Ohio, and there's also other C-tiers in Tennessee, Florida, Minnesota, Arkansas, the Netherlands, and France with the French Disc Golf Championships. Also a pair of ladies events, one in Phoenix, Arizona, and the other in Appling, Georgia, for the Magnolia Open, as the International Disc Golf Center will host its first women's only disc golf event November 7th and 8th. It benefits the VFW National and Georgia Home for Children. And according to PDGA.com, the Magnolia Open has a mission of bringing more women to the sport and showcasing disc golf's home in Appling, Georgia. PDGA Radio will continue this week with their disc golf news right after this brief message from the International Disc Golf Center in Appling, Georgia.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. Once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski, and once again, it's time to tell you about the PDGA Innovation Grants. Another deadline is approaching for your chance to receive some support from one of the newer PDGA initiatives. The PDGA Innovation Grant Program was created in 2008 to increase and promote the awareness of the sport of disc golf and the Professional Disc Golf Association. Applicants are encouraged to think outside of the box to develop innovative and unique programs which will promote the sport and increase participation. Applicants may request cash, PDGA memberships, PDGA merchandise, or a combination. Proposals should support the mission of the PDGA Innovation Grant Program and must be received by December 1st to be eligible for this round, in which a total of 5 grants will be awarded. More information on the PDGA Innovation Grant Program can be found from the front page of PDGA.com or by contacting the PDGA office. The current standings for the 2009 PDGA Players and Rookies of the Year have been updated now. They include 7 men and 7 women who have the best average ratings in their 7 best eligible events. That's 4 tournaments through the USDGC. 6 men and 6 women have their best average ratings for 5 best events toward Rookie of the Year. It's also through the USDGC. The top 7 Players of the Year and top 6 Rookie of the Year players with the best average ratings in their best eligible events at the year end will then make the finals before the special final calculations will determine the Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year award winners for 2009, which will then be announced during the World Championships next year. Full details for each candidate and the calculation process are posted on PDGA.com, now under the PDGA Tour tab. It's where the future updates will be posted. Check back often, as there is almost 3 months of events still to be reported. The positions can and will probably change. Only events that are B tiers or higher with at least 54 holes played will count toward the standings. The Men's Player of the Year leader, currently Nico LaCastro with a 1050 rating, followed by Ken Climo at 1047 and Dave Feldberg at 1046. The Women's Player of the Year is currently being led by Valerie Jenkins at 977, Des Redding 10 behind at 967, and Sarah Stanhope at 962. Rookie of the Year for the men, led by Jeremy Kohling at 10-17, chased by Bradley Williams at 10-11. Female Rookie of the Year, technically led by Haley Conrad with an 8.85, but she is trailing two other women who haven't yet played enough eligible events. Jane Snyder at 8.99 and Ann Lewis at 8.95 both need to play at least two more eligible events and maintain that rating if they want to become the 2009 PDGA Female Rookie of the Year.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, more events are slowly appearing on the PDGA calendar for next year with the new addition of La Via en Rose, which will take place for the second time in Live Oak, Florida in February. It's a women's only event and sanctioned as an A-tier. Other new entries to the calendar, also A-tiers, they include the Texas State Championships in the end of March in Houston, April 17th and 18th. Emporia, Kansas will have the popular Dynamic Discs Glass Blown Open. Alabama State Championships in the middle of May in Athens, and there are other A-tiers now in the calendar system available from PDGA.com. Many of them are later in the year, many others sure to be coming over the next several weeks and months as tournament directors worldwide will try to secure their favorite dates. Also of note may be that the next player ratings update is scheduled for December 15th, and note that tournament directors must submit their reports no later than December 1st. To be included. That will wrap up this week's edition of PDGA Radio. It's for November 5th, 2009. Join us again next week as we'll once again run down the latest news and happenings from throughout this ever-expanding world of disc golf. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, saying farewell.
PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.